degrees on Friday. Download our weather app. Stay on top of the weather changes, current conditions, 10-day forecasts, hourly forecasts, and more. Go to the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. If you're a Democrat who crossed party lines and voted in last month's Republican Senate runoff, prosecutors are getting your name. Secretary of State John Merrill's office has identified 674 people who voted in the Democratic primary and then in the GOP runoff. A new state law makes that a felony. If you did it, you better fess up. Prosecutors will be deciding whether to pursue charges. Harriet Holloway, age 32, has been charged with the murder of Peter Zatrine. Zatrine was found with a life-threatening stab wound in the 900 block of West South Boulevard. Holloway was taken into custody at the scene. The victim pronounced dead at Baptist Medical Center. And Senator Tom Watley wants a legislative solution if one can be found to increase safety for families so that the grease trap incident that killed a three-year-old in Auburn doesn't happen again. Senator Watley is reaching out to that family for support. That's a look at headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay.
Would you like to win an Amazon Echo from Blue Water Broadcasting? I can help you with that. Here's the latest name in the name game.
Cody Goodson. You're the next name in the name game. You have the rest of this hour to call 377-ECHO to win your own Amazon Echo. Cody Goodson. Call us now at 377-ECHO and win.
Register for the name game at our website and keep listening to win a free Amazon Echo from Gulf Coast Supply, McGriff Paint and Auto Body, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text TEACH to 99,000. Seating is extremely limited. Text TEACH to 99,000 right now because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Text TEACH to 99,000. That's TEACH to 99,000.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440 or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Oh, sweetie, I'm tired. We need a vacation.
And we should head over to Wind Creek, Montgomery. They're giving away a trip to their casino in the Caribbean, the Renaissance Aruba Resort and Casino. And they're throwing in $1,000 cash.
Ooh, do you think we have a chance?
We have five chances. We can earn entries between now and October 28th. And on the 28th, Wind Creek, Montgomery is giving away five trips for two to the Caribbean. Oh, where are you going, honey?
I'm heading to Wind Creek, Montgomery. The Caribbean awaits.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Shirley, it's your one-year review.
I'm Doris, and it's my five-year review.
Right, so profits are down.
Dave, you just got a huge bonus.
Says who?
You, in an email to the whole company twice.
Look, it's not about me, it's about you. How are you doing?
Fine.
Great, I think we're done here, Dennis. Next!
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
At Tire City and Automotive Service, our goal is giving you more miles for your money. How do we do this? All repairs have a nationwide 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. We have ASC Master Certified Technicians with over 60 years of combined experience. This allows every repair to be done correctly. We also have specialties in diesel, foreign vehicles, and hybrid vehicles. And now, Tire City and Automotive Service is a certified Firestone retailer. Apply for or use your Firestone credit card and receive 50% off your next oil change. Here's another way you can save at Tire City. Through November 12th, purchase four new Firestone passenger or light truck tires below our cost after a $100 mail-in rebate. If you didn't buy your tires at Tire City, you paid too much. Visit one of our two locations, Atlanta Highway in front of Eastdale Mall, or our new location on the Southern Bypass, a half mile east of Baptist Hospital in Alpha. Visit TireCityAL.com and see what our satisfied customers are saying. They're getting more miles for their money. Shouldn't you?
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday. Starting your week out right. 272-9228, that's where we are. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market gift card. $50 worth, boys and girls. $50. We're doing a little Fresh Market for this coming up weekend, too.
Yeah. After my weekend of debauchery, I need some, like, sushi from Fresh Market.
You do?
Like,
kind just, of that, would that make you feel better?
Yeah, just not a heavy meal. I think I consumed, like, 100 wings over the weekend.
100 wings.
I'm exaggerating, but it felt like it. It had to be, in the actual number, it had to be 30, 40. It was a lot. Mm. Yeah, I mean, the spicy food kicking. I can't stop. I'm chasing the dragon.
When does your hot sauce come in?
December.
December. Boy, yes. That's a popular hot sauce. You can wait till December.
Well, they're growing the Pepper X that is hotter than the Carolina Reaper. And so as they are produced and actually come to fruition, and they make the sauce out of it, make the mash, then add it with the mustard and other things, we'll get our sauce in December.
Okay, are you going to have a fire extinguisher close to you?
Yeah, I'm preparing.
Spontaneous combustion?
Yeah, I'm building up.
I mean, you better have one in the studio if you're going to do it in the studio, and whoever you're with orders to yell to you, stop, drop, and roll!
Just need a milk truck.
Let's go to the phones and go to Nate. Nate, welcome aboard.
Hey, good afternoon.
How are you?
Good, long-time caller, first-time listener.
Good try, Nate.
Hey, I was calling because, you know, in the military, if you really aren't that round peg trying to go into a square hole, it can be very very difficult to assimilate and to feel welcomed in the military service. And I have a feeling that's what Bo Bergdahl went through, is he didn't feel like he fit there. And I don't know if I'd go as far as to say the Taliban were better, but it just shows his mental capacity, I think, what is it called, the Helsinki syndrome of identifying with your captors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For the audience, you were in the military. Tell us what branch you were in.
I was in the Army.
You were in the Army, okay. So did you know people that were in your unit that you kind of go, ooh, that person really doesn't belong here?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
Here's the thing. When I went through basic training, we had a very good system to weed those people out. Now, they just pretty much try to push everybody through, and unless you're an extreme case, you're going to be able to make it through basic training.
That's what my brother said. He said that what boot camp was all about was cutting the wheat and chaff. Is you were separating people, and you're trying to get the folks that could make it and could handle combat.
Right.
But you're saying
that's
it's not that
so much anymore. But
it's not like that anymore. Okay.
No.
What do you think should?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What do you think he should have done versus walk off his post?
Probably went and talked to a mental health specialist and said that he was having a problem assimilating to military life and that it was time for him to go.
Okay. How about taking that to his commanding officer?
Well, no, because a commanding officer is not a mental health professional, and they just would see it as malingering or something to that effect. You really have to use the medical side of it because you're dealing with trained professionals that can tell the difference between someone that's just lazy and someone that is not fit for combat.
Because I would think the chain of command would be to go to your commanding officer, and the commanding officer sends you to the mental health officer.
No, you can. You have a free. I mean, they can do that, but it's better for you to go yourself, I think.
Okay. Well, getting it from someone from in the know is important to me. Oh, by the way, how did the wine tasting in your podcast go for that?
It was excellent. I got to interview Olivia Dees, which was like a highlight of my day, and got a picture with her and Chase Butler. Is the name?
Don't know.
The weatherman from WAKA?
Yeah, okay, let's go with that, yes.
Okay, anyhow, got a picture with all of them. We got to try a lot of wines. You know, Ken Reynolds is amazing.
He really is.
Man, and he's a great interview. And Montgomery really owes him a debt because he does so much for the city.
That is true. He's a great guy. Nate, thanks for the telephone call. Appreciate you.
Yeah, have a good one.
Let's go to K-Rod. K-Rod, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, a couple things. Just comedy-wise, the getting out on medical leave because of mental state. You remember Klinger on MASH, right?
Yep.
That didn't work out too well for him. But the interview you played, I may have just heard it wrong, but it sounded like, and I don't agree with him at all, but it sounded like he was saying he was being treated better by the Taliban than he's being treated now because, and this is the wording I heard, because they were, one guy would walk up and say, I'm going to slit your throat, and he doesn't know who's going to sign the papers to put him away. That sounded like he meant now, not he was being treated better by the Taliban than he was when
I agree that that could be interpreted that way, but again, the key is a false interpretation that what he's equating to is that the Taliban said, I'm going to be the one who's going to cut your throat, which was a lie because they never did it, and he would know who that person was, but he's not going to know who the person is who's going to sign the paper. I can tell you the person is going to be the judge.
Yeah, I would still say I think 30 years to life in prison here is probably better than being held by the Taliban over there.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Particularly federal prison is completely different than state prison. Completely different.
Yeah. All right. That's all I got.
And particularly if he goes to someplace like Maxwell, but he'll go to yeah. 11th Worth or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, Rod, thanks for the telephone call.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate you. 272-9228. Let's see. JFK files are going to be released. Trump's going to let them go. Let's listen to Hallie Jackson talk about this one.
We are talking about something 25 years in the making. The potential release of that last stash of documents related to President Kennedy's death. President Trump now says he does plan to make those public with students of history, lovers of Camelot, and yes, even conspiracy theorists eager for a glimpse at whatever those files hold.
The 1963 assassination of President John F. Kennedy in Dallas triggered years of conspiracy theories, even after the government concluded Lee Harvey Oswald was the only killer.
Why was Kennedy killed?
But it wasn't until this 1991 Oliver Stone movie that Congress got so frustrated with the fiction, it ordered the government to release documents related to the investigation within 25 years. In less than 72 hours, more than 3,000 hidden files from five decades ago are set to be unlocked and unleashed.
At the same moment, all around the world, millions of people will have access to this vast library of secret documents about a turning point in American history.
That deadline hits Thursday, with President Trump now planning to let what's left of those files go public unless there's a national security reason not to. Tweeting this weekend, subject to the receipt of further information, I will be allowing, as president, the long-blocked and classified JFK files to be opened.
Okay. So you can kind of hear the engines of the media warming up, trying to figure out how they're going to handle this array of information that's going to come out and what they're going to do with it. I mean, are they going to sit down? I mean, I can see this in several deals where you have kind of a round table of experts who have gone through the material and they're going to talk about it and they're going to kind of rebuild timelines and information and they're going to have exposés on it where they're going to take the information and then do pieces on it where, I mean, I could see this into a three-hour special on home box office. I see all sorts of outlets for this because I can tell you, people are going to be hungry for this. Now, if it's a nothing burger, it's a nothing burger. But I'm not sure if it's going to be a nothing burger.
No, and I think there might be some stuff in there having to do with foreign countries that is the most sensitive stuff.
How about the mob?
Right. But, like, there was some meeting in Mexico a few days before with Oswald, and there are claims. I think.
Well, you remember we had we had the author on that had the CIA double agent Russian guy who died, and his wife had found all these things and gave it to him, and it basically said this was a clandestine operation between Cuba and the mob. Be interesting if that turns out to be true. Newstone 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we'll be back. Second part of this story right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you're a pro, you don't buy a little of this or that. You buy a lot of this or that. And at the Home Depot, you save even more. Save up to 15% in bulk discounts on select pro-grade products from top brands like 3M, Loctite, and Liquid Nails. As a pro, you work hard for your money. You shouldn't have to work hard to save it. Up to 15% in bulk discounts on select pro-grade products. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. See store for details.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5858 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5858.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the River Region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Monday. I like it when people tell me they're working in the great outdoors and listening to the show, getting things done, learning stuff, yard work, spraying plants, all sorts of stuff. Or take me to lunch sometimes. 272-9228, let's go to the phones and go to Tom. Tom, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm good. Well, enjoying this weather.
Oh, yeah. Well, wait till the low is going to get down into the 40s and 30s this week?
Yeah, 43, I think, tomorrow night.
Yeah, like I'm loving it, man. I'm talking that wind is going to be up full tilt. It's going to be 38 degrees on Sunday morning.
Really?
38 degrees.
Wow. Well, just want to make a comment about JFK, down through the years, there's been conspiracy theories and but I was listening. I was reading. I don't know if it was Breitbart or Huffington Post, but I read somewhere that some folks in Washington are concerned with the nation the way it is, all the turmoil, all the stuff that's going on, that the last thing people need to have is less confidence in the government. And if these papers prove that there was a conspiracy by parts of the government, they're concerned about that. And I think that's probably a valid concern. What do you think?
Well, when you say conspiracy by the government that they were involved in it, or conspiracy of the government that they didn't release everything, they didn't tell everything they knew.
They didn't really say which in what vein they were thinking, but that I took it to mean that if our government was involved in any way by not providing the protection that JFK needed in Dallas, or if they were actually participants. But at either way, I mean, it would put the government in a bad light. And there's some, probably the elitist in Washington, that doesn't want that, that kind of news to get out.
Well, I don't think that the Secret Service was complicit in any way.
I don't either.
After the Reagan assassination, we went back through and studied every assassination and every assassination attempt ever done. And we spent a lot of time on the JFK. Matter of fact, the guy who runs up on the back of the car, he came and talked to us. He did the briefing and
really?
The briefing show. It was really fascinating. But the concept of a gun going off in the limousine or in the backup follow-up car is just preposterous.
What do you think about the front chute from the grassy knoll and all that kind of stuff? Is Oliver Stone presented it in his movie JFK?
Well, one thing that the commission did is said that in their opinion they acted alone. Now, I think that they could be looking at, did they have the wrong guy? That could be a possibility, and you know that would be part of what I would consider they. And here's how I think they would do it. I think they would say, we were not certain that it was a lone gunman, but we didn't know for a fact that it was two people and where they were. I think it's probably going to be something like that. I think the thing is going to be, was there a collusion between Cuba and the mob?
Right, right. And two, if you've got two gunmen, then theoretically you have a conspiracy. It's not just a one-man deal. You know, there is greater planning involved and points to a possible conspiracy by whom, who knows, but
if you go anyway. if you go with the author that I had on the show who had a wife of a guy who's a double agent. He was working for the equivalent of the CIA at that time in the United States, but he also was a Soviet KGB person working with Cuba. And basically what he said is that the mob is very connected in Cuba and was always connected even after the Cuban Missile Crisis and the Bay of Pigs and all that. And they were mad, and Castro was mad at JFK, and so this was revenge, and they kind of set it up with people who know how to set these things up.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's believable.
And we're going to play the second part of this thing. This is going to be, there's so many people hungry for information that I can see media outlets and publishing companies ready to pounce on this information and take it and try to glean as much usable information as fast as possible out of it.
Well, just their bottom line is selling the story and to as many people as possible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Tom, thanks for the telephone call.
Okay, bye.
Let's go to the second part of the story about Halley Jackson and the JFK files.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
President Kennedy's life has fascinated Americans for years, with no shortage of conspiracy theories about his death. On the campaign trail, it was then-candidate Trump raising one of the more bizarre conspiracies when he mentioned a widely discredited tabloid story about Senator Ted Cruz's father.
His father was with Lee Harvey Oswald prior to Oswald being, shot. I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous.
While some historians hope to learn more about a six-day trip Oswald took to Mexico before killing Kennedy, they have a word of warning about this last stash of documents. Don't expect any big bombshells, though there may be some new nuggets.
A lot of information in these files may show just how much more the CIA and the FBI knew about Oswald before that day.
Still, it's not a done deal yet, with some wiggle room from the White House, saying the president believes that these documents should be made available in the interests of full transparency, unless agencies provide a compelling and clear justification otherwise.
And that right there is the catch, guys. The FBI had no comment, but if they or, say, the CIA make some kind of last-minute push to the president over these next 3 days, then it's possible President Trump could end up blocking some of those documents. Whatever's released will end up online from the National Archives on Thursday.
So Thursday, and what they're going to do is you're going to be able to go in and log in and pick up the documents. But Terry Adams will be one of the first people to pick
it up. Oh, yes.
And what show happens on Thursday?
Oh, good conspiracy show on the happy hour. Terry is usually in studio, and then he has Clearing the Air from 6 to 9 on Saturday nights.
That should be interesting to see how that goes. Let me do this. Let me kind of move into another area, and that is the tax reform. Now, you know, you listen to Morning Joe, Donald Trump hasn't done anything. Nothing. He hasn't accomplished anything. Well, they kind of forget about the Senate thing last night. The House looks like it's going to go. Oh, by the way, the Freedom Caucus is not liking the budget proposal that they passed. And there are also some pieces of this tax reform they're not liking. So we'll see what happens with the budget on the House side. But let's listen to Major Garrett on the tax reform issue.
President Trump is leaning on congressional Republicans to finish tax reform quickly. He asked GOP House members on a conference call to go along with the Senate's budget blueprint that would make it easier to pass a tax cut. The president will go to Capitol Hill tomorrow to meet with Republican senators there for the first time. Major Garrett is at the White House with the effort to win a legislative victory.
The president's message to those House Republicans can be summarized as follows. Hurry up. House GOP leaders still cling to hopes they can pass a tax cut by Thanksgiving. Two key benchmarks lie ahead, finalizing the budget this week and releasing the tax cut legislation and all those nitty-gritty details next week.
There's a great spirit for it. People want to see it.
President Trump, who for days has hailed stock market records and low unemployment, said the economy still needs trillions in tax cuts to spur growth.
I call it tax cuts. It is tax reform also, but I call it tax cuts. It'll be the biggest cuts ever in the history of this country.
Ohio Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown said a Trump administration staffed with many former Goldman Sachs executives was angling to benefit the wealthy instead of the middle class.
The people closest to the president whispering in his ear all want to do tax cuts for, want to do trickle-down economics.
He's got that kind of strange, salty voice, kind of smoky voice. News 93.1 FM, we continue on this tax reform issue by Major Garrett, and then plus some other things right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
When you have a foundation problem, you want two things. You want it fixed, and you don't want to spend one dime more than you have to. Whether it's for your home or business, Parrott Structural Services can handle the job. Integrity, experience, and value is what Parrott Structural Services is all about. Call 334-517-0389 and have Parrott Structural Services drop by for an estimate today. With 37 years in the business, you're in good hands with Parrott Structural Services. 334-517-0389. That's 334-517-0389 or online at parrotss.com.
At Tire City and Automotive Service, our goal is giving you more miles for your money. How do we do this? All repairs have a nationwide 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. We have ASC Master Certified Technicians with over 60 years of combined experience. This allows every repair to be done correctly. We also have specialties in diesel, foreign vehicles, and hybrid vehicles. And now, Tire City and Automotive Service is a certified Firestone retailer. Apply for or use your Firestone credit card and receive 50% off your next oil change. Here's another way you can save at Tire City. Through November 12th, purchase four new Firestone passenger or light truck tires below our cost after a $100 mail-in rebate. If you didn't buy your tires at Tire City, you paid too much. Visit one of our two locations, Atlanta Highway in front of Eastdale Mall, or our new location on the Southern Bypass, a half mile east of Baptist Hospital in Alpha. Visit TireCityAL.com and see what our satisfied customers are saying. They're getting more miles for their money. Shouldn't you?
Troll pal Sky Mosley reminding you not to call David Ernest if you trust the government $19 trillion in debt to provide for your retirement. That's right. Also, don't call David at Ernest Financial if you prefer to pay all the taxes the government allows.
Hello, this is David Ernest of Ernest Financial, inviting you to join me for a free, no obligation consultation. With over 30 years' experience in all areas of financial planning, no problem is too big or too small. Just call me at 334-279-7431 to set up your appointment. Retirement planning, Social Security, wealth management, taxes, whatever your issue may be. Help is just a phone call away. That's 334-279-7431. I'm David Ernest, and I look forward to serving you with all your financial needs.
News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu.
We do a lot of business with Singapore. The relationship now is at its highest point.
President Trump welcoming his Singaporean counterpart to the White House, where the president announced they'd just signed an order with Boeing for almost $14 billion worth of airplanes. Earlier, the president defending his condolence call to a service member's widow, tweeting he was respectful and he spoke Sergeant LaDavid Johnson's name from the beginning without hesitation. But Maisha Johnson said others heard the call in which she felt the president struggled to remember her husband's name, telling ABC's Good Morning America.
He called Master Sergeant Neil's phone. I asked Master Sergeant Neil to put his phone on speaker so my aunt and uncle could hear as well.
Johnson also said she'd received little information about her husband's death. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Now that the rain is gone, now comes the cool. Partly sunny today. Nice breeze this afternoon. West at about 11 to 17. High 71. Mostly clear tonight. Much cooler. Overnight low 50. Tomorrow, cool day. Windy at times. Sunshine. High near 70. Chilly tomorrow night. Coolest of the season so far. Low 43. Only in the mid-60s Wednesday. Breezy. Low temperature 42 Wednesday night. Late week warming. 72 Thursday. Mid-70s on Friday. Download our weather app. Stay on top of the weather changes, current conditions, 10-day forecasts, hourly forecasts, and more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The president also purportedly wants a short-term Obamacare fix. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he's open to bringing a bipartisan bill to the floor that would restore $7 billion in annual subsidies the president eliminated almost 2 weeks ago.
We need a bill the president will actually sign, and I'm not certain yet what the president's looking for here.
When Republican Lamar Alexander and Democrat Patty Murray announced their health care deal, the president at first supported it.
And that's a very good solution.
Then he dumped it. With very little evidence, Mr. Trump called the bill a giveaway to insurance companies.
I won't do anything to enrich the insurance companies.
Alexander and Murray denied the charge, while Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer said the president caved to conservative pressure.
He called both Senators Murray and Alexander and said, come to a solution. Then they come to a solution. The right wing attacks it and he backs off. That's not leadership.
The White House has been vague on tax cut details, keeping them under wraps until the last minute, then hoping Republicans will rapidly fall in line. That was pretty much the strategy behind three failed attempts to repeal and replace Obamacare. The White House bet this time, Nora, the fourth time is the charm.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Do we denote a sense of skepticism among Major Garrett?
Well, I love the, without any evidence, he called it a bailout of insurance companies. It's a $7 billion subsidy directly to the insurance companies. Yeah. It's a bit of a bailout to the insurance companies.
Man. 272-9228. Here's one. You know, Jim Cramer on CNBC, popular guy that's on there. I think he gets a little too show busy for me being in the financial world. Thinks he's right all the time when he's really not, but that's just me. But he was on the Today Show today and talking about maybe lowering deductibility for your 401ks to a very low number. So let's listen in, then we'll talk about it.
The president also talking about taxes. During a Sunday conference call, he urged House Republicans to rally behind a Senate-passed budget bill so they can move on his tax reform plan. According to a Wall Street Journal report, one proposal now being considered would significantly reduce the tax-free amount you can contribute to your 401k. Here with his take on that, Jim Cramer. 401ks, hugely popular as a way for Americans to save for retirement. What are the rules now? What are we hearing might be the changes?
Well, you can get what I call an $18,000 break, meaning that you don't have to pay taxes on the first money that you put in. You pay taxes after. 24,000 people over 50. Principal way we save in this country. Principal way the middle class has been able to sock away $5 trillion. This is incredibly ill-advised. This is what we do in this country in order to be able to have something for retirement.
What's ill-advised? What are the rumors telling us might be in this plan?
They want to cut it to $2,400. Now, Matt, this would be the notion of being able to save if you thought Social Security would go away or get diminished. The notion of being able to put away something. This would stop the whole incentive. This is we're not good savers in this country. The one thing we have done right is the 401k. People have embraced it. People put away the money, take long-term thinking. They pay taxes on the way out much later. This has been something that the government's done that's great.
Okay. As soon as I heard this story, I went to MXNet to see if there was anything on there from us about this. There was nothing. But this does seem to be kind of a rumor mill type thing. This is what I don't like about Cramer. Is Cramer will take something, and it's almost like he wants airtime, and he'll kind of pump it up a little bit so he can be out there on camera talking about the subject, which I don't think is ever, I mean, it would be devastating to people, absolutely devastating. And now if they did like a gigantic Roth account and gave some incentives for doing that, then I would have a different feel about it. So, in other words, if Joey Clark put $1,000 in, then that money would grow tax-free for you, but they'll give you a $100 tax credit towards it.
Okay, and then I know with some like Roth IRAs, you can spend that money, take money out tax-free if it's on particular things like education, housing.
First house, education, and such, but you can get it, access it at 59.5 tax-free. But it's one of the greatest compounders for, use it in estate planning a lot. I had a family, and what we did is we gave all the kids inherited gigantic Roth accounts, and the youngest was like 4.
Wow.
Four-year-old gets their $20,000 when they're 59.5, the number was like off the charts. It was like $2 million bucks type thing, just regular investing, not anything fancy. Okay, so let's go to the second part of the story from Jim Cramer. This is Today's Show.
It's obviously scary just listening to you talk about
sure.
it. What are the odds that something like this might actually happen?
Well, I know the industry, this financial services industry, is very powerful, and they'll certainly go against it. But I think more importantly, this is the middle class tax break. Are you really going to help the middle class, as the president says, and then take away their number one tax break? Does that really cut it down the ribbons?
Let me go back to the actual procedure, because we're talking about 401ks. No taxes now. Taxes when you take the benefit years down the road. There is something called the Roth account, which is kind of the flip side of that. taxes down the road. Would that be an alternative?
It makes sense, but you see, what people love is not paying taxes now. Right. They get to have that money compound. Mm-hmm. It's something that's a real incentive. It's not been an incentive if you're paying with so-called post-tax dollars.
Right.
But this works because you think, wow, I'm saving for the future, putting away money. If you already have paid taxes, they won't do it, Matt. Mm-hmm. They won't do it, Hoda. And that's why I don't think this has much chance to pay.
So he ends the story with that. This is why I don't think this has much of a chance to pass. He should have begun the story with that piece.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense to me that they would do this. It doesn't at all. It makes sense that one I saw today in the news is if Trump is going to relent on, say, people who make $1 million or more and they're not going to mess with the top rate and giving the Democrats in that way, which is not going to make people in the House, especially Freedom Caucus, happy. But I could see Trump relenting in that way, saying, you know, the rich aren't that worried about it. We can make our money in other ways than just straight income. I don't think Trump's going to hit the middle class hard, though there's this weird thing, again, that people now are calling Gary Cohn and Steve Mnuchin the Democrats up on the White House or in the White House. That these guys...
Because they gave to Democrats.
Well, and these guys think like sort of the establishment. I mean, they're very savvy, and I'm not denying their abilities, but they don't think like a politician looking out for the middle class. They think like a guy who worked at Goldman Sachs. And
oh, yeah, okay. They're not populist enough.
Right.
Well, the whole thing to me will be the personal exemption. They don't have the personal exemption in there, and that guy goes away. Then this thing's going to crash and burn.
Which would be a shame, because what they're trying to do on the corporate side is good.
Is absolutely good.
But I think on the personal income tax, they really do need to give big breaks to middle-class people and working-class people.
Well, again, you got to remember, a whole bunch of people do not pay, 49% of the people do not pay any tax at all. There are going to be more people that are not going to pay any tax at all than the 49. And, well, I take that
any
back. It depends on personal exemption
right.
issue. And they've got to figure that out. I know our group is kind of going, if you take that out, it is not going to be good.
Well, what drives me nuts is all these little exemptions for all these different things. I would love to get rid of all of them and lower the rates to ridiculously low levels to where it's just clear what the rate is.
News Tone 93. Yeah, this tax in big states, blue states that are paying residency tax and, you know, occupation tax and this kind of stuff. They're the ones going to scream the loudest. News Tone 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show. Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The Pink Floyd Laser Light Show is back at W.A. Gale Planetarium in Oak Park. Hear Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon and witness it in laser light. Friday, October 27th, two shows at 7 and 9. Saturday, October 28th, one show only at 7 p.m. Both nights at 8 p.m., see the infamous Dark Side of the Moon sync with the Wizard of Oz. Tickets are $10 in advance at the Planetarium, $12.50 at the door the night of the shows. Experience Dark Side of the Moon at W.A. Gale Planetarium, October 27th and 28th.
Blue Water Broadcasting invites you to the Alabama National Fair, October 27th through November 5th at Garrett Coliseum. Don't miss Brother Osborne, Saturday, October 28th. Then on Friday, November 3rd, it's the Hometown Showcase presented by Blue Water Broadcasting and the Montgomery Area Musicians Association. The concerts are free with fair admission. Be sure and join News Talk 93.1 at the Blue Water booth on the Midway. Meet the personalities, play the only free games on the Midway, and win some prizes. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1. The Dan Dan Morris Show.
272-9228, that's where we are. Nancy Pelosi was on The View. Nancy's starting to lose it here. She really is. I mean, she just can't. It's like she gets these terminology problems, all sorts of stuff. So let's listen to Nancy Pelosi and calling herself Nancy Pelosi and saying that she's at the top of the table.
I was ready to go home with Hillary won. I'd have a woman at the top of the table. I was the only woman at the table. And that's why I have to stay there to be the one of the top women, top people at the table.
Top of the table versus seat of the table versus top of the pyramid.
Or head of the table.
Head of the table.
Yeah.
I'm getting worried about Nancy.
She isn't looking fresh, I'll put it that way.
Well, it's like she has a synapse issue. It's kind of like, she short circuits there.
Yeah.
And and she was doing answering some questions. She just kind of just froze. It's like she had a little TIA or something there and went whap. So...
Well, and I question for you, especially like looking at government in the 80s, this seems like the first time in our history, but in human history, where, let's say, generations of a certain age are still in charge. That usually you have turnover, and you have had in earlier American generations, where younger folks come in, but now you still have folks in the baby boomer generation who are essentially running things, and in the political space, in the financial space, and I think makes for a different perspective. I haven't explored it enough.
Discerned?
Yeah, to really figure out, you know, what difference that is, but it is a difference, right?
It definitely is a difference, and the Democrats are running a lot of young candidates, for this, for the midterm for 2018, and I read a report, and I'm going to loosely remember these numbers there. Of the 40 seats that they're going to have Democrats running against Republican, either open or challenge, of the 40 seats, I believe it was 80% of them, 32, were under the age of 40.
Okay.
And you had a whole bunch that were under the age of 30, I think. And that's big. Before I go to small claims, let me remind you that this hour is brought to you by Brubaker Motors on the Eastern Bypass. Prattville location. Looking for a brand spanking new car? You need to go by and see Dick Brubaker. Don Wickard is getting towards the end of the month, folks. This is your chance to take advantage of the deals they do at Brubaker at the end of the month, particularly if they're close to getting a bonus for the number of cars that they sell. Meeting quota, Dick calls it. So let me give you this suggestion. It's the 23rd of October. You're getting to the 31st of October. But this is what I would do. I would go out and look at what they have and spot a car, and then go in and make a deal, talk to Mike, the sales manager, and then we'll have Dick on to talk about what type of deals that they're looking for. In particular, last time was trucks. He needed to sell two trucks, sold them in 1 hour, gave them a great price. 1 hour, sold those two trucks because they got a great deal. Let's go to Small Claims. Small Claims, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Mr. Dan, the Dean of Talk Radio, and... Boy, I feel like Red Button. You remember him? Red Never Got a Dinner.
Absolutely.
Hey, now the topic is taxes. Now, Alabama, I saw one time where Alabama has the 10th lowest tax rate out of 50 states. Okay? Now, guess what the nine in front of Alabama had in common?
They had no tax rate. No what?
They had no tax rate. That's exactly right. But... Now, living, of course, with the chairman of the general fund for so many years, Mr. John Knight, and I believe him because I've seen this. He says that the Alabama tax rate is one of the highest for poor people.
Right, it is.
You know,
we tax poor people.
That is unreal. The rates that they have to pay for that.
Well, but see, now what he's doing, though, is he is adding into that sales tax.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. And here's the trick on Alabama. In when you pay your federal tax, you can itemize deductions or you can take a standard deduction. And your personal exemption is real high. In Alabama, the personal exemption is either $300 or $500, whereas $4,000 on the federal. And if you have four kids, that's $16,000. If you have four kids in Alabama, you're getting like $1,200.
Well, what's happening here with poor people? Let's say they make $9,000 a year. So they're going to pay 5%, of Alabama taxes. After
the deductions, correct.
Yeah. Well, anyway, all right, one more quick thing before you go. I know you got to go. Well, how do you feel about reparations?
not much.
Okay. Well, I found some, I won't discuss it with you, but I'll wait till another day.
Okay. You found some reparation?
Yeah, I found, a class of people in Alabama. I don't know if you listened to whose show had that guy on it this morning. That he was getting attacked by DHR, and he filed lawsuits because he found a class of people in Alabama that's being misused, attacked, and whatever. And there's several of them. Well, I found a class of people in Alabama that, see, my issue is if you qualify, you get it.
Okay.
Now, these people qualify for reparations. Yes, that's right. They qualify. So, now, do you feel like that they should give out reparations?
No.
Why?
Because the people that you're paying reparations to didn't have anything to do with what you're paying the reparations for.
In other words, all right, let's say the $50,000 black farmers reparations. They paid that out by what? A couple billion.
Right, but that was something that happened currently versus something that happened 100 years ago. And then the other part is, who are the people that it was happening to? For example, how many people are paying taxes that would have to be paying reparation that had nothing to do with the Confederacy that were north of the Mason-Dixon line?
Sort of like your education issue. You just said,
anything. Why did somebody in New Jersey or New York have to pay reparation when they had nothing to do with anything in slavery, for example? Nothing. There was no mistreatment. There was nothing that was there. And so, how about California? I mean, how about the states that weren't even part of the United States at that time? How did I do?
Well,
smoking.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Run away. Cajun Ice, I love your handle, buddy, but I assume it's a buddy. Cajun Ice, you're going to have to hold on for me because I've got to go through the top of the hour break. Please hold on because you're a first-time caller, and I want to get your name in for the drawing. We're going to be back. Damn our show right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
Yeah, in color. Speak.